Well, another issue bubbling up in the New York primary is fracking. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton once supported the natural gas extraction method. It's now banned in New York State. And now she says there should be no fracking where local governments don't want it. Bernie Sanders says he does not support fracking under any circumstance, and his supporters call Clinton's newfound position a flip-flop. Against this political backdrop, natural gas production is down, and a steady drop in prices has forced energy companies to lay off workers and close operations. And in drilling hotspots like Pennsylvania, that can mean a big change for local economies. Reed Frazier from the Allegheny Front at WESA in Pittsburgh took a look at how that feels on the ground.
At Jerry Lee's Emporium in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, there's a handwritten sign on the front door.
Store closing for good.
Jerry Lee Edwards opened the store in 2014. To sell clothes to workers in Pennsylvania's booming Marcellus shale industry.
This is mainly the heart of the business. The fire-resistant coveralls, pants, jeans, and work pants.
Before coming to Waynesburg, Edwards had sold his wares to coal miners in West Virginia. But with that industry in a steep decline, he moved north to Pennsylvania. Business was good for a few months.
For the first 6 months, fabulous. Then it just started going down and down and down.
Business got so bad, Edwards decided to close his shop. A lot of others who've tied their fortunes to the fracking industry are having to make similar recalibrations. Low natural gas prices have led fracking companies to slash budgets and lay off workers. The latest state records show Pennsylvania lost about 1,500 natural gas jobs, or about 5% of the total, in just 3 months last year. Robbie Matisic is head of economic development for Greene County, one of the biggest drilling areas in the state. Sitting in her office in downtown Waynesburg, she said the difference between now and a few years ago is audible.
My goodness, in 2010 and in 2011, we wouldn't have been able to have this conversation here so close to the street because it was just constant traffic.
Matisic said when the boom started about 5 years ago, there was an influx of workers here.
All of a sudden, we saw most of the traffic that went through this town was from Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, Colorado, Utah.
The county benefited from that activity. It's gotten millions of dollars in drilling fees that have gone towards roads and bridges, sewers, and social services. Matisic said locals also got jobs with businesses that supplied drilling rigs and pipeline crews. Restaurants and hotels were also full. And savvy local businesses began catering to oil and gas workers as they passed through.
Yeah, we have six spots down here at the bottom.
Joel Kovach manages Rohanna's Golf Course just outside Waynesburg. About 5 years ago, Rohanna's added an RV park. The company cleared a patch of roadside and put in hookups for 30 RVs to cater to oil and gas workers. The spaces filled up. And for a while, they had a waiting list.
I'd say it was at least 10 to 15 spots deep. And those people needed somewhere to stay. So
today, only 8 of the 30 RV spots are filled. The rest stand empty.
It's been like this for probably 6 to 9 months now, to where there's not too many people.
Kovach thinks business will pick up again. As for Edwards, the shop owner who's closing up, he doesn't think he can wait that long.
They say it'll come back in 2 or 3 years. I'm 73 years old. I'm not waiting 2 or 3 years for it to maybe come back.
Edwards says he's heading to the U.S. Virgin Islands to work as a music promoter. It's not a bad fallback. But for those sticking around in Greene County, Pennsylvania, most are getting used to what looks like the end of the boom times. For Here and Now, I'm Reed Frazier.